chelik of the zman, which I think is important. Before we start a new aschola, a new ischadshus, Rashi writes, my father's name, of Yemeri Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh Levracha, his name was Yitzchak, and he wrote in my bar mitzvah pshetel, he had me speak about this part, about this first Rashi al HaTorah, that Amar of Yitzchak Rashi starts. They say that it's Rashi's father. That was the joke, that when I'm speaking now, you should know I didn't write anything that I just said. It was all my father. And Amar of Yitzchak. Lo yitzarech el lahaskel el me'achodesh azelachem. The Imre Emes writes, the Ger Rebbe writes, that every havamin is also needs a pshat. That's something that we believe in this year. We don't just focus on the bottom line and the maskanas. We got to understand the lumdis and what the Gemara was contemplating in the first side. Also, every havamin also is megala something. So even though the Torah doesn't start with achodesh azelachem, it means that there was a tzad that it should start with achodesh azelachem. It means that there's a certain ischadshus that's going on. Mitzvah of achodesh azelachem, Sfasemis writes in Parshas Bo, is the tafka that a person has to be mechadish b'chol yom tomid. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is borei olam with ischadshus, so too a yid, when he wakes up every morning, has to realize the opportunities that he has of achodesh azelachem, of ischadshus, of being mechadish like the Levona. And that's we don't just start in the Zman. We have to introduce that we have to be mischadish, and we have to propel ourselves, and we have to galvanize ourselves that we have new opportunities every second, every day. Is really such a bracha before we start Bereishis Bara Elokim. But the Chazal tell us Sefer Shel Torah Noletz B'Tchiloso, that the end of the Torah, which we just were Mesayim, is Noletz, is connected, is bolted in. There's chairs over here. There's notes with chiloso. Is connected to the beginning, the end of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu le'enei kol Yisrael. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the luchos, and then we go straight in right away. Bereishis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim v'ha'aretz. It's like a little bit of a shocking thing. You know, the last thing that we read about in Bereishis, the last Rashi al HaTorah. Basically, tangentially, like, if you haven't been doing it till now, you have to start doing Chumash Rashi. I mean, first of all, Rashi is going to meet all of us in the Olam HaEmes for those that were learning Chumash Rashi. But it's, you look at the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Chelek Gimel. You have to have a shaychus to these things. Your Shabbos is not going to be a Shabbos if you're not learning Chumash Rashi, if you're not getting the parsha, and if you're soon going to be fathers, you're going to be holding tish, you're soon going to be, you know, at the head of the table, and if you have no shaychus to the parshas, if you have no shaychus, if you've never seen these ideas, so then you're not going to connect to the parshas. It's crucial that everyone finds time, get one of those small chumash Rashi things, stick it right here in the thing, right? All the wasted time that we have at all these chasanas, until they actually finish walking down, you know, everything. You have so much time. Everyone has so much time that they could really maximize with this. But Chumash Rashi, you have to connect to the Parshis. You have to connect to the Parshis. You got to get familiar with the Psukim. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you this. Torah Shebichsav. This is, and Rashi is one of the basic, and it will be a shmir for you. In the Olam HaEmes, Rashi is going to take, you know, going to greet his family members that have learned his Perush al HaTorah. They say Rashi took 613 fasts before he wrote his Perush al HaTorah. He thought it was much more halig than his Perush on Shas. It's the basics of Yiddishkeit. It's the basics of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with his man. It's more fundamental than the shmooze. You know, we like the shmooze every week. The shmooze is because of a Chumash Rashi. You know what I'm saying? It's the ABCs. We have to start being mechazik in that. It's hard. I'm not going to disagree. It's hard. It's a lot. But it's really, it's just, It's the manual. It's the recipe. So it's a little strange. The Imre Emes, another Imre Emes, and Vizayis HaBrach, the Imre Emes asks, it's a strange ending to the Torah. We go straight into Bereishis Bara Elokim. What about that ending? Isn't there a halacha Maseches Megillah that you're not allowed to end on a negative note? You're not allowed to. Chlal, it's like you go to a movie. You know, none of the movies really end. I don't know. I haven't been in a movie in a long time. But usually you don't have a movie that ends like in a bet. Usually the good guy wins. You know, it's sometimes in the middle. It's like really you think he's going to be stuck and, you know, you don't know how to do. And then finally, Baruch Hashem, everyone reunites and everyone's happy and Robin Hood wins, you know, whatever, Batman wins, whatever, you know, whatever happens. You know, somehow he finds it a way. It's kind of stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you all know what's going to happen. Like, it's like, they're forced to do that because you're not going to come back if you're like down at the end. Like, you know, it's just, I don't want to be depressed again. You know, I'm not going to come back. I'm not going to come back for the sequel. See, after the positive end. So that they get that from Gemara Megillah, Shaffel. I really hate phones now. Like, mamish. So you should have heard my drush on Rosh Hashanah. Guys, don't test me on it. Mamish. I think it's mamish killing all of us. But and I'm not talking about the bad pictures, the evil pictures. Just mamish, just there's no focus anymore in life. There's no focus. You know, no one is here in the moment. Like, I was speaking on Rosh Hashanah about a tekiah. How could you blow a tekiah if you're not takua? You know, everyone's floating. Oh, and no, it's machshava. It's I'm getting a WhatsApp here and a WhatsApp there. Yeah, but it's going in and out. I can't focus on anything. I can't sit on a shak levataria. I can't anymore. You know why? Because you're on this all day. Chevra, I'm not even talking about the negative stuff. I'm just talking that you don't have the ability to focus. You can't relate to one another. And it's going to affect your marriages. It's going to affect your relationships. Just don't bring it in anymore. Don't bring it in. Do whatever you want afterwards. Not here. I want you to learn. I want you to have clarity. Weiter. What was I talking about? So it's a negative point. It's pushing a negative point. It's a, how could you end on such a, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to end on a negative point. It's taka, good kasha, then re'enas kasha. How could you end with, Rashi writes, Yashikara Chashel Shibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the luchos at the Chida Ego. Why you bring that in at the end of the Torah? Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So Rabbi said, this is a very important nekuda that I wanna focus on in the beginning, in this new zman of Hischachus. There's a boy in my shul. His name's Shia Hardy. He came up to me on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. And he asked me the following question that I'm sure was on a lot of your minds, but he articulated it in a beautiful way. He said, Rabbi, I don't understand. He's 8 years old. He says, there are two areas that are most heavily populated with Jewish people. America and Israel. Mama, she set it up like a science experiment. America and Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that in specifically these two areas, I'm going to take people's sukkahs and I'm going to flip them upside down on this sukkahs. Lo, you know what I'm saying? The storm? You were waiting for that, right? Like, when we were driving through the streets with my kids, like this year, it wasn't just like, oh, look at that sukkah, look at that sukkah. Sukkah hopping was like you have to turn upside down. Like, look, mamish, Abba, look at that sukkah, it's upside down. Look at that sukkah, it's upside down. It's like a pillar. Mamish, Erev Shabbos, my shul had to create a whole team to go and to figure out how to rebuild the sukkah and go to schlep to Brooklyn to get new parts. Because I'm not exaggerating right now, the metal was like this. The metal was like this. Bli guzma. Not one exaggeration. What's pshat? And Shia was asking, it's like, and it's specifically these two areas where the storms were like this. And it wasn't just like a rain, like we've had rain, we've had snow. But this is like, I take your sukkah and boom, flip it on its head. What's pshat? What's that? I know a few people called me about this, asking me, what's pshat? But I love the way he articulated the question. He broke it down. I'm just like a lamdan. You know, he's thinking about this. And so I asked him what he thought and what his approach was. And he answered beautifully that perhaps, you know, the mitzvahs that we're doing, and I asked him which mitzvahs, maybe our davening, tzedaka, kibud av v'aim, there's something lacking, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with us. And it's a beautiful answer, and I didn't answer him because I didn't want to take away from his answer, but I was thinking a lot after he presented the question, even deeper than what the people called me earlier. So what taka is the pshat? Or perhaps we can suggest an additional pshat. And perhaps we can understand how the Rabbeinu Shalom ends the Torah with such a scary ending, how it's not a violation of ending on a low point, and how we can go into a Zman of Hischadshus after such an ending of Shvir Saluchas. And I want to preface that the kasha that Shaya Hardy is asking is a kasha every single year, Rabbi Say. Because if you actually think about what you're saying and benching throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Rabbi Say, what do we say? Harachamonu yokim wanu es sukkos david hanoi folos. You're speaking about a fallen sukkah. Why in the world are you davening for a fallen sukkah? So yes, it's a pasuk in Parshas in Sefer Amos that speaks about a fallen sukkah, but why? Why do we want to highlight that the sukkah is fallen? What is it about the fallen sukkah? So I want to tell you that there's a beautiful Maharal in Netzach Yisrael that discusses why we characterize the sukkah as specifically a fallen sukkah. But I think this Maharal actually for the Langanim here, who don't only want Machshava, but actually love when Machshava actually ties in La'alacha, I think this Maharal has Taka Nafka Minas La'alacha. I think it fits in with Ashita, the Maharshal, and the Seches Beitza, and Daf Lamin of Abis. You see, the Rishayim ask Akasha that there seems to be a stira in Chazal about Kedusha Sukkah. We learned Sukkah. Oh, we had Shmaka Shirim from some of the Shirim that we learned together, Rabbi Say. We spoke about the Briska Rav and Daf Zayin over Yontif, was Shmak. All good times, Sukkah, Mamayardik. So the Taisa says, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Tes seems to be mashma, that the fact that a person can't benefit from a Sukkah, Kedusha Sukkah, is the Oraisa. It's a biblical halacha. Kashem Shechal, we call it Chaga Sukkah, Kashem Shechal, Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah, al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. Just like a Chagiga is Kadosh, so too a Sukkah is Kadosh. There's real bona fide the Oraisa, the Kedusha, when it comes to benefiting from a sukkah, and this has ramifications la halacha. A lot of shailos come up with being mishtamish in a sukkah on yontif. But the Gemara elsewhere seems to be mashma that it's just the regular din of muktzah midirabbanan. It sounds like it's only a rabbinic halacha. So Taisa says it's a steer. It's a steer in Gemara. It's basic kasha. Is it the rabbanan or is it the raisa? What's the teretz? What's the pshat? So Rabbi Tam said, there's no kasha, there's no stira. Rabbi Tam says there could be two forms that a sukkah is found. It could be kayam, it could be standing, or it could be nefila, it could be on the floor. Balei Taisa the Ri give a different answer, whatever. So that's Rabbi Tam's shita. So when is a sukkah only asur midirabbanan, alt dine mokta midirabbanan, like Shabbos? That's when it's fallen. But when it's standing, so that's when it has the din of a chagiga, that's when it has the din midorais. Everyone with me? So the Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Beitza, he thinks the Pashas of the Gemara does not distinguish between a fallen sukkah and a standing sukkah. And the Yamshel Shlomo argues, and the Mishbura quotes this Yamshel Shlomo, the Yamshel Shlomo argues that he thinks even when a sukkah is fallen, it has Kedusha Sukkah Minat Torah. And that's the Yisoid of the Maharal. It's interesting, the Maharshal that fits with the Maharal. They don't address each other. But what the Maharshal said, la'alocha, is what the Maharal is saying, la'ashkafa. What the Maharal said, someone told me, Geshmaka Maisa, Baal Tshuva. He came to, just reminded what I just said, Baal Tshuva. You know, he was learning his Mamash Tmimistic Baal Tshuva, and he said, Rabbi, I need to speak to you. And And he said, sure. You know, he said, come to my office. He's like, what's the Indian? Is everything okay? He says, I need to talk to you about, you know, just clarify just a certain things, hashkafa. Like, I just need to clarify certain hashkafa. And, you know. So he said, sure, come to over tonight. You know, he's very nervous, you know, about tshuva. You know, he wants to make sure that all the hashkafas are right. So he comes in, and he finally sits down. He says, what's on your mind? So the about tshuva says that, he says, Rabbi, triangle K, is that okay? Is that we rely on that, or we don't? So, it's hashkafa is like, it's a good, whatever. So you just got it. Rabbi Isai, what was I just talking about? Oh, so what the Maral says, the machshava bashkafa, is what he's saying la hashkafa. He says there's a difference between a house that's knocked down. The difference between a house that's knocked down and a sukkah that's knocked down. He says, you knock down a house, it's no longer, it's nishkin bayis. It's in vavonim, becomes, you know, the raw materials. It's not a bayis anymore. Obrezok de maral, in netzach yisrael, you knock down a sukkah, it's still called a sukkah, even b'shas nefil. Dr. Maharal, that's the Pasuk in Amos. That's what we're davening. Harachamonu yokim lonu esukas dovra neifolas. A Yid has to know, Rabbi said, listen carefully, you got to hear this very well before midterms. A Yid has to know that even b'shas nefila, even at the time where he's not standing chai v'kayom, he still has kedushas sukkah. He's still merutza in front of HaKadosh Baruch. A Yid has to know that the yesoid of Shmini Atzeres is what? Is to dance in a circle. Yosef HaTzadik sent one thing to his father to communicate to him that I'm still alive and I'm okay. What did he send to his father, Rabbi Yisai? Agolos. Zokta Shem Shmuel, what's an agola? It's something that rests on a wheel, on an igul. Zokta Yosef HaTzadik, I might have been in a bor. I might have been down and I might have had nephilis. But Yaakov, I want you to know that I'm still with the Jewish and Yiddish hashkafa and I never left the circle. You know, there's a big din in the Peskim, how we're supposed to refer to Shmini Atzeres in the tefillah. If you look at the Ramah, in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres, the Ramah says not to mention es Shmini Chag Hatzeres Hazeh. He says not a Chag, don't mention Chag. And the Mishnah Brura, Rabbi said, did you say es Shmini Chag Hatzeres? Sammy, you said it? In England, they say Shmini Chag Hatzeres?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Rabbi said, help him out. Do they say it in England? Yeah, Vada, they say it in England. Said the Mishnah Brura, we don't go with the Ramah over here, we go with the Sfarim, we go with the Mechaber. We say es Shmini Chag Hatzeres. There's a beautiful drasha, the Chassam Sofer in his drushes. He says, you want to know why? You don't want to know what Shmini Atzeres is? It's about a chag. A chag comes from the Lashon of chug. Chug is a circle. It means a person recognizes right now that there's going to be ups, there's going to be down, but I'm going in at the time of Hischadshus, at the time of Bereshus, recognizing that I have to stay in the circle and I can't lose focus. That I'm not an Eved Hashem when I'm Neifel. Right? Rav Hutner has a famous letter that we miss, we're not being mechanech our children correctly when we just tell the amazing Gedolim stories. Rav Hutner says, I want you to tell the stories of the Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakom. Rav Hutner says, you should tell the stories of the Gedolim that struggled, that only became who they became because they had Nefilas. That's what you need to know at the time that you start Bereshis Bara. You know how you start Bereshis Bara? You know how you start Ischachus? You know how you start? It means because you're in the circle. Because you know that there are going to be certain times that there's going to be Shviras Aluchus. That there's going to be certain times that there's going to be Nefilas. It's not a stira. It's not a stira to your Yiddishkeit. It's not a stira to being a Yid. It's part and process. Part and parcel of being a Yid. It's part of the process of being a Yid. It's part of one circle. It's part of the eagle. Sometimes the Arava gets beaten down. Sometimes the Arava becomes posel. And yet we put the Arava back on to the Aron Kodesh. That's the one min that is the most Halig and is going in the highest point. That is the Yisoid of Shmini Atzeres. That is the Yisoid of the Seif HaTorah being Nolz B'Tchilas HaTorah. How are you Mischadish? How do you start Bereshis Bara? If you understand that yes, there might be times that I'm not feeling it. There might be days that it's hard to come in. There might be days that I'm not motivated. There might be days that the Eitzahara starts, you know, putting questions in my head. Is this right? Is this not right? Should I be learning this? Should I be doing this? Am I really pursuing the right thing? Am I not pursuing the right things? Rabbeisai, that is Amalek. That is Safek. Let's start asking questions. Let's start challenging everything that I'm doing. And then I start being a Neufel. I start falling off the track. I'm now going to be, I'm no longer feeling it. And then I just want to leave the circle. I don't want to stay on this process because once I'm in a field, I'm worth nothing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even want my Avodah. So I don't even start. I get off the track and I'm not even a Bereshis Bara like him. I can't even Mischadish anymore. And the whole flat tire, now, it's not just a flat tire. It's like the tire that just blew off my car. I told you the story about that? With my wife? All right, well, too many stories today. I can't tell you another time. When we come for Shabbos, I'm going to play that story. Rabbi said, no. You need to start Bereshis Bara. You need to celebrate Shmini Atzeres after that Aishanis are oiske klapped and possible. After you understand that the only yisoid of Shmini Atzeres is what? Is about dancing in a circle. That's the yisoid of a hakofa. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. It's the way the world is. Every planet orbits in a circle motion. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Even when you're not feeling it, you gotta stay in the circle. You gotta keep dancing. Even when it's not the most exciting time, even when it's on the bottom and it's not on the top, we still have to stay connected to the Chol. There's not a person that I know, not a Gadol that I know, that doesn't feel certain moments that he's not connected, that he's not feeling, that he's not as excited, that he's not as motivated, that he sometimes feels a shtickle shviras aluchos. He feels a little bit disconnected from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's much harder to wake up in the morning. It's much harder to push himself. It's much harder to actually put the phone away and not bring it to Seder. It's much harder to stay connected. That's the Yisoid right now. That's the connection between Shmini Atzeres and between Bereshis Bara Likim. Rabbi Yisai, Kodesh Baruch Hu told us one thing over here. It's very easy to feel that you have Kedusha Sukkah when the sukkah is standing, when everything's okay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you and I both know that this is going to be a long year. And there are going to be some heavy winds. And there's going to be some storms. The real test and the real way for us to connect is if you create a commitment and a bond and a marriage with me, and we have a loving relationship that is all what sukkah is about, is the hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connect right now that we are going to stay connected even throughout the tough windstorms. That you are going to recognize that you have Kedusha Sukkah, like the Maharal is telling you, even when your sukkah gets plopped over. Perhaps that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Perhaps that was the reason for these funny storms that weren't rain and weren't snow, but they were just topsy-turvy, flipping over the sukkahs. Is that I want you to have Kedusha Sukkah even b'shas Sukkah HaNefalas, even b'shas the Nefilah. I want to create a circular motion. I want you to start orbiting in your Avodas Hashem. Kedusha Baruch Hu's telling us, Rabbi Yisai, I didn't like 2019. There was too much of off and on, too much Tefshanayin test that was just off and on. Rebbe, I'm feeling it, I'm not feeling it. Rebbe, I'm not, I'm into it, I'm not into it. Just enough. Enough. Be a Yid. You know, hold a passport. Make it your identification. Make it part of your chiyus. I don't forget to eat. I don't forget to breathe. I don't forget to sleep. I don't forget to check this, my emails. I don't forget to be an Eved Hashem. I don't forget to read the manual. To be committed to his dinim, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just when it's exciting, when everyone goes back to Israel, or when we go back or our rebbeim come here, and we have to present ourselves in a certain way. That's who I am.
That's who I'm going to present myself to be on a date when I'm trying to impress her. And that's who I am even when it's 3 o'clock in the morning in the YU dorm. That's who I am. It's Shas Nefila. It's Shas Kayama. It's Shas Amida. It's all one chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop being making nefsakim. Stop interrupting in our relationship. Stop. Why do we have to get remarried every other day? Why do we have to have good months? Why does Yom Tov have to be the only time that we're connected? Because Baruch Hu told us something so deep. I want a relationship of a sukkah and a fullest. I want you to actually think about what you're benching. Why? Only this year we started realizing we've been dominating for sukkah and a fullest for years. But Yiddishkeit was half the year. Only when it was good and convenient for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not why I put you on this world. I put you on this world for a constant relationship. To know that even if you're in the bottom of the pits, Yosef HaTzadik says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm in Eved Hashem. That's what a tzadik is. My wife told me a tzadik is made up of two letters. Yosef HaTzadik is the one person in the Torah that's called a tzadik. What is a tzadik made up of? Look at the letter. It's a nun with a yud. It's a person who recognizes that the Shas Nefila, he is a pintel yid. He has something to hold on to that's not going to knock him down. Corporate America is not going to define my Yiddishkeit. And I'm only going to be a yid when I don't have an interview. Or when I don't have something to go to. When it's convenient. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not what Sukkos is. Sukkos is about us loving each other. Sukkos is about us hugging each other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, who's committed? Who's here? Who's my real companion? Who's dedicated to me? Who's going to weather the storms with me? Who's going to have Kedusha Sukkah even B'Shas Tefila? Who's going to be a Sukkah Hanoi Folis? Who's going to be an Oiska Klapt Arava that's going to be put on top of the Aron Kodesh? Who's going to look at this as a game? As an intellectual pursuit? Oh, the Rav said a good Chakira, so I'll get into it. That's not what this is. It's Torah Hashem Yisparach. What do we do when we go down to the Chuppah Rabbi Yisai? How do we start our marriages when you become Nisuin, when you get Erisin, when you get engaged, when you mamish get connected to another? What do we ask the Kala to do? Can you do me a favor? Before we start this process, can you do 7 Hakafas? Can you recognize that marriage and a real relationship is about an eagle? Is about Shviras Haluchos? It was about Le'enei Kol Yisrael, it's about a Seif Torah with a Tchilas HaTorah. Can you recognize that there are circles in life? Can you understand that there's an orbit? There's going to be days that you're going to turn in your bedroom and you're going to see that husband and you're going to say, did I make the right move? Of course you did. You don't think back. We're in a circle right now. Remember, my father's Chorin Levrach, you know, I was dating my wife. Everything was fine. I don't know if we could upload this, but I was dating my wife, and you know, no sveikas. And I wasn't like the chillest guy. And you know, mamish no sveikas. I'm like, the one time I had a sveik was like right before. Those of you that I'm going to learn chasson shmuzes with, you know, this is what I shmuz about. The yitzhar hara mamish every single chasson. The second before he goes down the aisle, the yitzhar hara starts telling you and says. And says, is this the right one? Even if you're head over heels, you're crazy. The amount of Brodsky, it'll be there. And someone's got to hold your head. So listen to what my father said. Listen to what my father said. My father said to me, what? Oh, I wasn't chesed that you weren't listening. So, real toshma. What do you say? My father. I turned to my father. I'm stopped because I was following the Yitzhar. So I said to my father, I said, Abba, is this? You know, I never had a selfie. Abba, is this right? Is this, am I making a mistake? My father said to me 3 words that I'll never forget in his Israeli accent. Eli, you idiot. And he slapped me across the face and I walked down the aisle. Those were the most powerful words he ever said. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Eli, you're an idiot. He's right, I'm an idiot. Because that's just the way the Yetzer Hara works. And I like laugh now. It's a funny story now. Like, I can't even believe, like, how much I ran after my wife. Like, I actually had a selfie. They're like, you crazy? Like,
And you know, but that's just the way these, that's not, we're connected. We're bonded together. We're one unit. We're a hakafa. We say to the kala, recognize what life is going to be about. There's going to be ups, there's going to be down. The sukkah is going to be standing, the sukkah is going to be falling. And you're still going to have Kedusha Sukkah. You're still going to stay committed. You're still going to stay connected. That's Pshat in Shmini Atzeres. We're going to say one word that characterizes the whole Yom Tov. Es HaChag Shmini Atzeres. Chag, it's about a circle. It's about a chug. Shmini Atzeres, right, the Zohar speaks about, it's the Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamish, the time that we become married. And we don't have any other mitzvah, we don't have any other theme. We just have what? We just have a connection on a circle. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's going to be up, so there's going to be down, but it's you and I'm here no matter what. And I'm connected. You know, well, a woman once called me before Shmini Atzeres. She said to me a few years ago, she said to me, Rabbi, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for Shmini Atzeres. I just don't understand. America is so much simpler. How do I say Yizkor and dance HaKafas in the same day? I said, it's about a chag. It's about a circle. It's not necessarily a steer. It's about staying connected on the times of the sukkah standing and the times of the sukkah's falling. Rabbi Yisai, we have the opportunity to be mechadish after internalizing such a theme, Rabbi Yisai. It's going to get difficult. I know it's going to get difficult. But you don't need a chizuk shmuz every time. You need a commitment right now. You right under the chuppah, you need to walk hakafis. You need to recognize that life has to be the circle of life. You know, I was sitting in Urban Air, and it was like me and like a bunch, like thousands of, or, you know, Urban Air, one of the Chalmai trips, the kids, it's like this, trampolines, all these trampolines, nice place. And, you know, by the way, just the sight. It was me and like tons and tons of chassid and whatever. And I was begging for Davin Mincha, like mamash, like begging, like, come on. And, yeah, I don't know, it's not time yet, this and that. I was like getting upset. Like, I was just like, you just, Ein Safik Maitz Midavad, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, let's just daven. What in the world? So I just gave up on them. I said, we're davening Mincha now, and I'm doing it b'yachidus. If you guys don't, I had like 60 people inside the minyan. You just start it up. People don't like sveikas. You just say, I'm committed. I'm part of a circle. We're davening right now. You're not going to lose. Then people came complaining to me. Oh, I didn't know. I missed it. You know, they started making other minyanim, and then you just jump in. So we were in Urban Air. And they were, there was beautiful music. They rented the whole place. I don't know if they rented the whole place, but a regular morning, whenever everyone's in public school, it was just Jews. Lines were out the door, and they were playing Jewish music the whole time. And then suddenly, in the middle, I hear like that song. I think it's from The Lion King, "The Circle of Life." Yes. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, shkai. I'm like, so that's what you said in your Shmona Esrei. So I was like, what happened over here? But I said, it's not as, and then they went back to Jewish music. I said, it's not a steer. I said, that's a Jewish song. I said, that's Shmini Atzeres. I said, that's Leinei Kol Yisrael with Bereishis Bara Elokim. I said, that's the chug, that's the hakafas. Rabbi Yisai, it's time. It's time to get back into chulin. It's time to get back into the lomdis. It's time to recommit and reaffirm ourselves back to the relationship. It's time to recognize that they're going to be sveikas in our head. They're going to be kashas. And we need to understand where those kashas come from. There's going to be a lot of things that are trying to pull you away from this commitment, from this relationship. But let us remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one thing to us on the sukkahs, something that he's never said to us before. I don't want an off and on relationship. I want, no matter what way, shape, or form the sukkah is found, I want you to know that you have Kedusha Sukkah. I want that Maral. I want that Marshal. I paskin zok, the Rabbi Yisholayim, that Kedusha Sukkah is even b'shas nefil. Rabbi Yisai, let's go. We have a gevaldiga sukkah today. We have a sukkah that Mirtz Hashem is going to get to, a Yom Kippur sukkah that I did with the Oilam Mishul. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, it's Ashkocha, that we're mamish up to it. On Tzadi Zayin, going on to Tzadi Zayin on the base, Mirtz Hashem is going to pound, we're going to stay connected, and we're going to live and grow through all the nefilas, through all the amidas, through all the aliyas. Mirtz Hashem, create a connection and a bond that's like never been seen before.